Hare Krishna. Here we are in Shidam Manipur. It's raining right now. Very rainy weather, always cloudy, warm but not hot, with regular downpours. I only got here not even 24 hours ago, so I can't say that it's always like this, but this is how it's been since we've gotten here. Very, very pleasant. And yesterday's flight almost ended in disaster, at least disaster for me, although everything was going very, very smoothly. We got to the airport in Delhi quickly. We got all of our overweight and everything was easily accepted. We got on the plane with 6 pieces of hand luggage, not each, but all together. And no problems anywhere. The flight was smooth. Got to Calcutta in 2 hours flat. Got off, got our luggage, and got outside the airport, and there was our car to pick us up from Calcutta Airport, bring us to Mayapur. Got in the car, and the emails that I wrote on the airplane I wanted to send off before we got to the more bumpy parts of the road. I went to take out my computer, and then I realized I left it on the plane. So I told him, stop the car. We were still outside the airport, just pulling out, parked up once again. I was really in a panic. Forgetfulness is a phenomenon that I've been experiencing, unfortunately, more and more. And according to my neurologist, it's nothing physical, or at least it's nothing to do with any other ailment. It's just to do with old age. Hare Krishna, very impressive. Phew, what to do? I tried to get in the airport. Obviously, there's a lot of sensitivities about people trying to rush in airports. So the soldier told me to get lost, and when I asked him for a little help, then he told me to go see the manager. Of course, the airport manager wasn't so easy to get to because he was also guarded. But finally, I was directed to him, and it's a little change of events over there, of karma. He immediately stood up and greeted me, saw me in the sannyasi clothes. I told him the problem. I left my computer in the back pocket before seat 12A. Please get it out for me before the plane takes off again to Delhi, or worse than that, before one of the cleaners takes it, steals it, and I never see it again. So, of course, one good thing is that my computer was fully backed up and I had a hard drive with me. It wasn't with a computer. But nevertheless, being without a computer on my way out to Mayapur would have been inconvenient, to say the least. The airport manager took the boarding pass, took my boarding pass and wrote on it instructions in English to let me in, and stamped it and signed it, and unfortunately the next two soldiers I had to pass, I didn't know how to read English properly, so it was especially handwriting, so I had to do a lot of explaining. But finally I got into the departures part of the airport, and I immediately went to the Indigo counter. We were on Indigo. I had mentioned sometime in the past how efficient and well organized the airplane was. Well, it was the same for the ground staff as well. I asked to see the manager. The person I spoke to said, what's the problem? I left my plane. I left my computer on the plane. Well, he immediately took me to a facilitation person, again, explained the situation to him. He picked up his phone, made two phone calls, and 2 minutes later he said, okay, we've got your computer, you just go sit down over there, and someone will bring it in a few minutes. And sure enough, in about 10 minutes, my computer was given to me. I signed a chit explaining that I received it in good condition, and back out again in the arrivals and into the car. Finally, I was able to send off my email. It was frightening. One part, obviously, was the loss of computer, but the other is that being so scatterbrained, which is an unfortunate phenomena that I'm experiencing. The devotees may have seen sometimes somewhere I get up and start to walk and just leave my cane behind. I come to the realization that I'm without my cane when I start to walk in a wobbly way without really good balance, so then I turn back for it. But it's happened, and that was also on an airplane, when I had my hand luggage, and I was we arrived at our destination. I got the hand luggage, and because that kept me stable, therefore I forgot the stick, and by the time I remembered, it was way too late. Of course, the stick is one thing, and a computer is something else, and the stick was replaced, and is replaceable. Computers at greater cost. And, of course, the beginning of my trip was that I already left my glasses, my extra pair of glasses at in Budapest when I left, so that had to be quick posted to me in Delhi. Salavi. So many things you have to start accepting as you get old and that come along with old age. That was yesterday's adventure. And now we're quite adventure-free here, very peaceful in Shidam, Mayapur. Hare Krishna.